Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Welcome to the podcast this week. This is the You Up podcast. I'm Nikki Glaser. This is the podcast of the Sirius radio show. That's the long form version of You Up that we do every single morning for 2 hours every morning, 10 to 12 Eastern on Sirius. If you have Sirius or a rental car, as always, you can check us out on there. It's Comedy Central Radio, Channel 95. I know that's a lot of numbers to remember, guys. But if you get Sirius, you can just listen to our episodes on demand, full episodes on demand on the app, and it's super convenient, and there's just so much other good stuff on Sirius. I'm happy that I'm on a thing that I would recommend even if I weren't on it, and I know you can't trust me because you might be like, she's a company bitch, but actually you can trust me because I've been using Sirius before I was on it for like 5 or 6 years. And I still pay for it. And I don't know why. I just, like, it's more of a hassle to cancel my subscription, even though they would probably give me one for free. Anyway, you can get a subscription. I think it's, like, Sirius.com/laugh. Laugh. Yes. Sirius.com/laugh. I'm sorry, Noah, if I'm getting that wrong. I truly didn't mean to go on the spiel about it, but here I am. So that's what you do if you want to hear the long-form version of the show every single morning for 2 hours, Monday through Thursday. But this is the short one, and these are just some select clips. They might not even be the best ones, guys. You don't know. We might be leaving the best stuff on Sirius. But these, it's all good. It's all good is the thing. It's kind of hard to choose these clips. I feel like after every show, I go, no, that one. And then I go, wait, no, that one. Last week, we had we picked two from one episode. It was a wild week last week. Making sure my phone is running. I am in the car on the way to Oxnard, California. This is going to drop late Friday night, so you can still see me in Oxnard tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday. And then next week, I'm in Pittsburgh. The following week, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina. All my club dates are at NikkiGlaser.com. I'm going fucking everywhere, you guys. My schedule stresses me out. But also, they're all kind of good places to go, and life is good. It's been a busy week. I'm in the car right now, headed to Oxnard on the 101 in California with Carlisle Forrester, queen of Squirt Nation. She's at the helm. She's at the wheel.
Say hi, Carlisle. Squirt, squirt. I'm desperately holding in a cough right now.
Okay, so Carlisle, she has a Ben Glebe titled of
no, Josh Adam Myers.
Oh, Josh Adam Myers. Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to give Ben Glebe the credit for this. Josh Adam Myers, who I saw the other night. And he came up to me, he goes, hey, Nikki. And I go, I can't do your podcast right now. that was what I responded with. And I was like, I was serious, too. I was like, and I wasn't even joking.
Hey, I need you to listen to the whole album of the Go-Go's for me for the next couple of weeks. Just listen to the Go-Go's every chance you get. We're going to talk about the Go-Go's.
Let me explain the joke you're making. Josh Adam Myers has a podcast where he sits down with a comic and they talk about each of like, one album from Rolling Stones, I guess, 500 best albums. 500. Anyway, I was like, I can't do your podcast. And I apologized for coming on too strong. I was like, I'm really sorry I said that. That's not how I wanted to lead with you. And he goes, no, it's okay. You just do it when you're ready, man. So he was ready to ask me. So it's like he picked up right there. Anyway, Andrew Collin is also here in the back seat. What up?
Hey everybody, how's everyone doing? I can't wait to do Josh's podcast.
What album are you gonna do?
I'll probably do like No Woman, No Cry by Marley. You know how I love Marley. You know, I put it on, I look at my posters, and I just think about things.
What Marley posters do you have?
From the dog from Marley and Me.
Oh my god, I'm trying to think of other Marleys and I can't. I almost made a Tuesdays with Marley joke, but that's like by the same author, but that's Maury. God damn it. That was really funny. So Andrew Collin is here. The first clip that we have from this week's show is Monday's show. God, we're 4 minutes into this podcast. I'm sorry. Oh, okay. So Milo Manheim, teen sensation Milo Manheim, Disney star, one of probably the most famous people we've had on the show. You might not recognize his name, but he is big with the kids. He was on Dancing with the Stars with me this season. He is a joy of a person. He is Cameron Manheim from Boston Legal, I think, is the show she was on. For ages, among many others, Cameron Manheim. It's her son, Milo. Anyway, he was in with Alexis Ren. Alexis Ren is Instagram model, is an Instagram model actress and was on Dancing with the Stars as well. Those two were just like on a little date during the whole show. It was adorable. We filmed it. There's going to be clips of it. Anyway, this is me asking. I finally get to breach a subject with Alexis Ren that I've been dying to, which is like, how is your waist so goddamn small? What, like, how did you? Because I was talking about how I have tiny ears, and she is just like a tiny waist. That lucky bitch. Anyway, Andrew Santino was also on the show this day and was just the greatest partner in crime dealing with these two teen stars. I mean, she's not a teen, but they're both like, I was like, hey, Andrew, you want to come babysit with me tomorrow on the show? Because I felt like I wanted another comic force with me in this, and he was so goddamn funny. Andrew Santino, Alexis Ren, Milo Manheim, and myself on Monday show. Here we go. Milo, you turned into a man. I'm like getting overheated because I feel like this is
She's
just dangerous territory to even get into.
Your tits are going to start sweating.
No, Milo became a man on Dancing with the Stars. There was one episode where, like, all of a sudden he was like, I'm not going to say any of this out loud because we all know the moment.
Wait, what moment?
Like, there were a couple moments.
Wait, talk to me about this.
Here's the thing is I went back and watched all, I was at Equinox last night and I was just like bored and I'm like, I should prep for tomorrow. Maybe I'll just go back. Because after I got kicked off the show, it was hard for me to watch the show because it was just like, I want to be there.
I totally understand that.
You would understand that, right? So I didn't like see all of your performances. So I was like, I want to go back and watch all of both Alexis and Milo. And then I realized if anyone would have seen me like just power walking on an incline and watching your dances and known that I was the first voted off, it looked like I was like training to be like it was so pathetic. I was like, I hope no one sees me, but certainly people did. And I think they were just thinking, because I was watching Alexis, I'm like, they just think that I'm like, get that body, girl,
get that body, girl.
And I kind of was. It was kind of motivating, I gotta be honest. I like was trying to have your posture. But anyway, Milo, you became a man on one of your dances. Everyone knows it. Everyone reacted to it. Yep. And we're not going to talk about it until you March.
18.
Yeah.
Okay, it's something. I can't wait to hear
it. I want to know what it is.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what it is.
Okay, here's the thing. Dancing with the Stars is, that's why there's a separate show for children, because you can't put children into these sexy dances. It feels weird to watch because men on this show, regardless of who they are, like get sexy. Women, regardless of who they are, get sexier than you've ever seen them. Mm-hmm. And it's just like a weird, and Milo had some dances that were sexy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
I'm
right?
Milo,
are you the weekend one?
Are you a virgin, Milo?
Like, what?
I'm answering this question.
The weekend dance was so good.
It was so
good. I'm not going to lie.
That's right. Did something
if the
really
ladies
dirty
are
happen?
Listening, here are the dances that I would direct them to. We've got
his finale dance.
100%. I've watched it so
many
times.
Yeah, right?
The little drip sound.
The contemporary. Asylum. That one. Oof, that
the one from
one.
The Halloween episode. They Halloween do episode. A. I mean, it is one of the best dances. He like
honestly,
plays
one of the best dances
patient.
I've seen on the show.
The problem
Shut
with that
up.
Dance,
yeah.
Okay, so the whole theme of that dance is that it's like mental, Britney Spears, toxic, but it's to this like it's done almost acoustically,
it's, really
it's broken
creepy,
down, and it's creepy. Yeah, it's like,
but it's also sexy,
beautiful. Yes,
yeah,
it is sexy. But that's the problem I had with it was like because Whitney's playing his nurse, and I'm like, there's something going on between this patient and the nurse, and where's the protocol?
There was a story behind it.
I want to go to HR about
this. Well, it was kind of like when we were coming up with the dance, we were really stuck on the story. And we were like,
why is this nurse taking advantage of her patient?
Yeah, at first we were like, she's a real nurse and she falls in love with me. And then we were like, nah, how about I fall in love with her? And then we're like, wait, what if she's not even like a real nurse? So what we ended up trying to do was that she's like a figment of my imagination, but it didn't really end up looking that way. It just kind of looked like
she was a naughty nurse.
This insane asylum dude with this nurse that had like a thing.
Oh, that dance is so good. So watch the asylum dance. And then... And then, yeah, what was the one, the weekend one?
Was it the Argentine Tango?
Yeah,
that
one didn't really, like, do as well, though. Like, that one doesn't have as many views on YouTube.
Okay,
and
just stick to the other two, then.
Okay, but I thought that one was going to be really good. That one, I feel like, is by far my most underrated
dance. But to be
honest with
you, people on YouTube, all those people, they want wow factor.
Yeah.
And, like, they don't like just good technique.
They don't understand.
They don't understand. They don't care.
Yes.
So it's like, it could be an amazing Argentine Tango, but all they see is, like, your feet flipping back and forth.
Yeah,
they want to see you do cartwheels and jump in water and
yes,
like,
that's
you know,
what I want to see. I don't care
exactly
about
exactly.
Yeah. I want to see.
We don't care about technique, right?
That's what I told Whitney all the time too. I was like, I need to backflip off this table. Like, we need to get
happened.
Water. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. That's the thing about that show is you're constantly trying to manage being good for the judges so you get those scores and being technically perfect, but also trying to appeal to
exactly.
voters and be entertaining.
That is
yeah.
the hardest thing about
and
it.
And you're juggling those two, and I mean. So much of the show is not about dancing. It's about your packages.
Yeah, I would say even more.
I would say the packages are more important. Absolutely.
You as a person than
yeah. So the packages are the things, the videos that run before the dance that kind of like establish the relationship between the couple that's either brewing or yeah. I mean, you were in so many. You're
exposed.
For those of you who don't know, Alexis Wren was with Alan Bernstein, one of the dancers, and. Andrew, let me just like tell you what. Okay, so we go into this show, and before it even begins, everyone's like, Alan's like in love with Alexis.
Well,
like he has a huge crush on her. It's like, yeah, duh, exactly,
like,
duh.
Like
everyone
duh.
Does.
Wait, why is it a duh?
Because
look at Alexis's face.
She's
the
most unattractive person I've ever seen in my life.
Thank you for saying that.
Mean this four you put me next to for this whole fucking radio show? Like,
four.
I give a shit.
Alexis,
I'm more attracted to the dude.
She was four.
I know. I would agree with you on that one.
Yeah, this guy's more of a fucking babe than this dump.
Oh my god.
Come on.
God, thank you
come
so
on.
Much.
Somebody's got to take everyone
yeah,
down.
Wow.
You know?
Thank you.
No, okay, go ahead. I get it. Yeah, she's very attractive.
Everyone.
Somebody
keep
said.
Changing the subject.
Somebody
I like
said
this.
She's very attractive, and then they got a crush on her, right?
Yes,
and
exactly. From the show. So you can imagine a world in which someone would have a crush on her, right?
Yeah,
I know it's kind of a
it's hard to imagine,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It happens.
I mean, not for someone like me, because like I said, she's very, very ugly. People can't see at home.
Looks.
I'm not into looks at all.
No, you are into looks.
I am into looks.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what it is. Right. That's why I'm not attracted.
You know that she's just not bringing it on that
yeah,
front.
No, not at all.
But
no, not even a little bit.
Here's the thing about another thing about Alexis Wren. I was completely intimidated to meet her when I first found out she was on the show. I was like, God damn it. Like, I was watching her, like, looking at her Instagram and being like, I can't have this thing around me prancing around with that waist. It's just like,
that
it's
waist.
That waist.
That's, I mean,
oh
there's so many things
little
about
hips.
Her, but her waist is really annoying. Like,
why?
Because it's so what? Small and
yeah,
it does
it's, tiny.
It's like Disney princess small where it looks like, because sometimes they'll break down Disney princesses or Barbies and they
so
go, to achieve this, you would have to not have ribs.
Yeah.
It's impossible. And it's like,
oh,
no,
people
I've seen
think
it.
I took my ribs out. I was
I'm
like,
sure
no,
they
I actually
honestly,
just fractured them.
Honestly,
okay.
Really? Okay, so that's your secret?
It.
That's another thing that Dancing with the Stars never brought up. Like,
what?
That entire
she
time.
Fractured two ribs.
I was two ribs, two different weeks. They didn't say shit. I was like, you guys, this, like, I had to take a pain shot in my ass every single show day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
there's
like,
a lot
like, we're
of
gonna
injuries.
Stick with the,
there
were
some
the
interviews
story.
That, like, I fully looked like I was on some shit.
Because you were.
Because
you were on some
I
shit.
Was.
We're back. It's, Carlisle, Andrew, Colin, and me headed to, Oxnard, California. That's where I'm gonna be all weekend at Levity Live. That was Monday's show you just heard, and now moving on to Tuesday's show. Sarah Schaefer, was my old co-host from the MTV days. We relive a moment, that we had on a set of a Kia commercial at one point. We did so many things together. I want to have her back into the show because we have so many stories of just being in the trenches together on TV for the first time, hosting a show for the first time. It was just such a weird experience, and it was awesome to share it with her. So it was fun to relive this. And Nicole Buchanan was there too. She's awesome and has a podcast called The Screw Ups that you should check out. If you like hearing ladies talking about how they screw up, because I know that's what basically what this show is. Here's Tuesday's show.
Your hormones make you insane. My sister's pregnant right now, and she was getting upset over Christmas about anything. I didn't take, I was just like, I'm not, this is not the person I know. And it's not her fault. And I have to detach. I have to think of like a demon living inside her for a little bit. Because, yeah. I mean, Sarah, we were nuts on our show. We went through so much stress. It was the first time either of us had ever been in been the heads of anything, let alone our first TV show we pitched, we got.
It was a lot going on at once.
It was a lot. It was lucky. Yeah. It was deserved in many ways, too. But... it was
crazy.
We cried a lot.
Yeah.
We had panic attacks a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, we just had panicky moments.
Yeah.
I remember one that I talked about the other day. I pushed this away. We did a Kia commercial.
Oh, man.
God, that was such a hard day in every way. Oh, God. I want to just, like, I'm so mad about it. So we did a Kia You're commercial still mad. For the MTV Movie Awards 2013. And the Kia commercials with the dancing hamsters, right?
Literal
like the hamsters.
Guys in hamster costumes.
Yes.
Were part of this shoot. Yeah. Like, it wasn't CGI'd. They were, it was like meeting a Disney.
I remember that.
Character.
A giant hamster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And we did a whole series of these in which, what was the main goal?
It was almost like we were trying to get the hamsters to fuck us.
Yes. That was the conceit.
And that was
whole shoot.
Bizarre.
It was so weird. We had to act into these hamsters. They had us getting, okay, so there was a bunch of ads that would run throughout the course of the MTV Movie Awards. To
VMAs.
The VMAs. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was bigger than...
Oh, my God. I don't even associate it with which one, but it was big. It was a big deal. But we had to do all these different scenes. One, we're in a workout class, which is the first time I ever learned choreographed dance, which I was like, I did that. I can do Dancing with the Stars. I always, like, recalled that. That was so hard for me. That was so scary for me, learning that dance. So we were in an aerobics class with these hamsters. We were getting ready
in a dressing room
with these hamsters. No, I guess
they weren't there yet.
But we were thinking about them and just getting wet thinking about these hamsters.
These hamsters were trying to impress them.
We were seriously like, we want to bang these hamsters. Like, that was the whole, without saying that, that's how we were playing it and instructed to play it. And then we were at the club with the hamsters.
Oh, my God. And they were skinny. It was like the hamsters were, like, losing weight.
Oh, they were hot. They tried to make the hamsters hot. All of a sudden, these big, baggy hamsters that you knew from commercials, like, dancing and, like, hip-hopping.
So they were fat during they were, like, all round during the workout scene. But then when we got to the club, they had lost all the weight and they were in tuxes.
Oh, yeah. It was around.
Human bodies.
They really were thin. I remember that. They were more like gerbils.
Their huge head coming out of the tux. It was really funny.
And they looked really cool. I mean, it looked awesome, and they're little tiny guys inside. Little tiny good dancers.
Tie that to Kia.
I don't even. Kia had these hamsters driving the cars as part of the commercials.
Yeah, that was their brand. Like at
and
the
that's
time,
why
was,
you wanted to fuck them?
Yeah, because they were
Driving in a Kia Cube, one of those Kia box cars.
Those are hot.
When you think sexy car, you think Kia Cube.
Everything about it was so weird, but it was fun. But when we were doing the scene in the dressing room, I could not get a line right. Like, I couldn't do it. It was one of these moments where it was like, it's not about like what like you can do it, Nikki. Like, it was like, I can't say this line, and I couldn't do it. And I we were about to go to lunch. Like, it was like, this is the last line we need to get, and then everyone gets
and
a
one
break
thing that I did, learned in that experience was that commercial shoots are so different than other types of shoots, like all the stuff we had done, field pieces, sketches, you know, all these things that we had shot. A commercial shoot is like when we would shoot stuff for the show, it would be like three takes, okay, we're good, one for safety, great job, move on, because you're trying to move quickly because you don't have, you know, enough money to be shooting forever. But commercials, they have all the money and the time in the world, and they're going to make you take something, no joke, like 100 times.
Yeah.
The same line, it could be the line like, hey, 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 hey.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do it one more time, a little bit more energy. Hey. Okay, now a little bit less energy. I mean, you start to go crazy.
And the client is there. So Kia people are there. Every commercial shoot, and I've known this since I was a kid because my dad used to work in commercials for like this big cable company in St. Louis, and so But he would be the, I told my dad, I was like, oh, you were the client on these shoots. He would go to these shoots and they have a little tent set up and they have nice food. Like, it's just a VIP experience for the client on set, which doesn't exist on any other set. Like, if you're there on the set, you're working or you're trying to, you're not just like hanging out being like in Hollywood. So these clients come in from Kia and they have a feed in their tent watching you and they're giving notes. The director's giving notes. Everyone, like, it's a big, it's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And I must have been not feeling cute. That there was something else going on that day. I mean, I was in the middle of what was about to be a breakup. Like, it was all brewing and I couldn't get this line. And it was a little bit advantageous because we were in a dressing room. So when I needed to break down and cry because I couldn't do it, like I went into the dressing room. we were out. The line was supposed to happen where the mirrors were, like out in the, like, I'm getting ready. Whatever the line was. And then I went in the dressing room and you came in and like, we just like hugged in this dressing room and we're both like, what is this? And you like calmed me down. And then do you remember, I think I told this on radio, maybe, I apologize. I went back out. And I was already shaken. The crew knew it. Like, I had just been sobbing in a, like, so unprofessional. I'm apologizing to everyone, trying to get it together. Yeah. I come back out, and one of the cameramen's just, like, making comments under his breath, and I'm just, like, not liking it and trying to ignore it. Just little, like, snide things, because he's annoyed that he didn't get to go to lunch or whatever. Maybe this is after lunch, but I'm still shaken. And he goes, he's talking to another, like, guy, and he goes, hey, did you hear Melissa Etheridge died? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, I got, like, sad because I like one of her songs. You know? Like, I was just like, what? How does Melissa Etheridge die? Like, whoa. Didn't get that alert. Yeah. Didn't have my phone on me. So.
Yeah.
And he goes, she woke up they found her face down in Katie Lang.
No, in Ricky Lake. In Ricky's Lake or something
Ricky
like that.
Oh, Ricky Lake. I was always like, why did that joke not even make sense?
It was some horrific.
Katie Lang. I'm like, what? It doesn't make that she was.
Found her floating face
down
in Ricky
Lake. Oh, my God. I love how I'm a comedian. I butchered this guy's joke. It doesn't even make sense the way I told it. Thank you for correcting that. Yes. And I just, my face just like fell. And I was like, what? And he was like, it's a joke. And I was like, okay. And he was like, do you like love Melissa Etheridge or something?
Oh my
and I go,
God.
I'm just sad when I hear someone. No, he goes, did you hear Melissa Etheridge drowned? It was like, that was it.
Yeah. Yes.
Because I go,
yes.
What?
Yes. Like, yes. He what? Said it like that.
That was
so
the thing
horrific.
That set me off.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God.
And he said it like.
And I felt
like,
stupid too.
Like he was
you know
shocked.
When you feel stupid
no,
when you believe a joke?
It's not stupid because I heard it too. And I was like, what? Because he was like, whoa, did you guys hear?
Oh yeah,
like he played the part, and it's just like.
And then I think I cried again after that.
Yeah,
I cried again after that, and he was like, "I did." No, that was before my breakdown because that's what set it off, and that's when everyone was like, "I didn't know she liked Melissa Etheridge so much."
I was like, I knew it had nothing to do.
Yeah,
with that
but I was
joke.
Like, yeah, yeah, she's my aunt, and that guy scared me. What did I want to follow up on? Oh, Valentine's Day.
Yeah, are you gonna do anything?
Hey, you guys have any plans?
I just was like feeling. I've never been one to be like, this holiday sucks for single people. I feel sad. Never felt that way when I've been single, but this Valentine's Day, I'm like, I don't need this shit right now. I don't want to fucking go through this day of like, just like marketing of love and all the stuff that just makes you feel like, you know, yeah, it just was like, I'm not in the mood for it. There's like some people that I, like one person that I would want something from, and I know that expecting anything is not gonna get me that. It's only gonna make me mad at someone who has no idea that I expect that and would probably get me something if I, you know what I mean?
Right.
It's wrapped up with a lot of that stuff, and I just don't feel like dealing with it right now.
I get it.
How do you feel about it? Have you ever felt this way, or do you?
Yeah, and it's funny because I feel like this year for me too is, I don't know, maybe it's like every year I'm getting older, which I'm not weird about my age at all. I love, you know, this. So it's not about that, but I think every year I start to get a little more frustrated by the holiday itself, not my status even on the holiday.
Yeah.
I think it's just like seeing the holiday for what it is. I just think it's a dumb, bad holiday.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to get rid of it because I like things the way they are and I don't want to change anything. So that's not what I want.
Oh, I would get rid of it. I'd get it out of schools. I'd get it out of like you have to give a boy a Valentine. You give it to everyone in your class. I'd get it out.
I think it's
for Hallmark. It's for CVS nothing.
CVS yesterday and the Valentine's Day crap that I was like, there's a whole aisle of this garbage. It's garbage. It won't be used next Valentine's Day. Most of it won't. It's all garbage.
It's a waste of money.
It's a day that creates so much garbage. But not Sherry's berries. Listen, that gets eaten, that gets turned into reusable energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just.
Have you ever had a Valentine's Day that like went perfect?
Never. No. Never had one. My dad got me the Aladdin Super Nintendo game for Valentine's Day for me and my sister one time. That was pretty dope.
Oh, that's cool.
I remember that. I was like, this
never yes. like roses to like I did that one time where like I did rose petals, like that whole thing.
Petals on a bed?
Yeah.
Oh, like my lead- God. Leading.
Stop it.
What did you-
down the hallway.
And candles and
did
all
she
that.
Like it? Is
I
this
think
how
she
you
broke
burned
up
down your frat?
With me the day before. No. Yeah, this is
that's how you killed her cat. Your fucking candles in your with your mattress on the floor.
I got a hotel room. I remember I spent like $180 and I had like
can you imagine
$200 to my
leading toward a fucking mattress on the floor. Your room was not equipped for. Was it her room that you did? Did you sneak in?
No,
did you
I got
Ted Bundy or fucking.
I got a hotel room. There is something funny about a very romantic scenery with just a bed on the floor with no sheets.
Yes, it's hilarious.
No. So funny, dude. Fuck. No, I got a hotel room, and I spent, this was in college, my one girlfriend.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I did the rose petals
nice.
And all that aww. Shit. And went out to dinner, and like, and it was the last time I ever did it, just the one time.
I remember,
it
I take that
back.
It
feels like it would maybe
boys
be
have done
fun
sweet
to
things.
Do yeah.
My boyfriend, Jeff Wesselschmidt, who I used to date. Do you know Jeff Wesselschmidt?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was my first boyfriend, and he bought me like a nice like piece of jewelry that was just like, this is what you buy your girlfriend on Valentine's
I did
Day.
That. Yeah.
And it felt
like a necklace.
So normal. Like this isn't something I'm into, but it also felt good. Like cliche stuff feels good sometimes, even though it's like this isn't what I want or need.
Yeah.
And it's a cliche to buy me something from
Zales.
And
just like stuff feels good.
Yeah,
like
it
you're
does.
Getting stuff.
It's
no
tangible,
what good to me anymore.
You could feel it.
I would just want a card. That's what I would
that
want.
That he writes? Or
I'd
like,
only want a card write. If it had a message inside from the person.
Yeah, of course.
Not
they
just
have to
a
write
name.
Something in it. Yeah, which he's the guy that I'm expecting something from is really good at cards. So that's all I would expect. I don't, and like maybe some flowers, like an ugly, like arrangement of flowers. I think that's always funny. Just like the ones that are like neon.
Oh,
like,
that would be funny.
Yeah, I like those. That's what
funny.
He always used to get me. I'm not like someone who's like really into pretty flowers.
Yeah, me neither. And I won't take care of them.
Yeah, they will get left wherever you give them to
exactly.
Me.
I won't bring them home. I'm not going to get a vase.
As soon as you're out of sight,
not
they will also be out of sight.
I don't have the time. Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Have you ever had a special Valentine's Day?
You know, yeah. I dated a guy for a long time, and he was good with every holiday, but he would take me to like a dinner.
Yeah.
And it was nice. But you know what I love thinking about is like in grade school when I'd have a boyfriend in like third grade, fourth grade. And it was usually the same guy, but around the holidays, like our parents, like I would get Josh a Valentine's Day gift in the third grade, but it was like my mom would take me to the mall to like buy a gift to give to Josh, and Josh's mom would do the same
so
thing
like
to give something
each other
to Christy.
Yeah, it's literally
it's
mom's
literally
giving.
Mom's
that's your
giving
rapper joke.
And I think
a
that's really sweet.
It's actually just two, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's just
two moms
Day,
buying,
just two moms,
moms
buying
each other gifts.
Third graders gifts, yeah.
I think that's really sweet and cute.
That
and like,
is
you
cute.
Know, growing up, I did have some like cute, sweet memories from Valentine's Day. But as a whole, I say get rid of it, get it out of the schools, get it out of our heads.
I thought you were calling yourself a whole. As a whole, I do believe that I just deserve a good fucking
Valentine's Day. I just laughed so hard I banged my kid. That's so funny.
You know, as a woman, I feel like Valentine's Day is over-marketed and it puts pressure on me, undue pressure on me. But as a whole, I just want to get stuff pretty bad. All right, that was Wednesday's show. We are going to go right into Thursday's show, which was so fun. It was Valentine's Day. It was Valentine's Day, and it started off with such a bang. It was so fun. Mo Mandel, Andrew Collin in studio. So, wasn't it fun?
I really enjoyed it. I mean, it made Valentine's
I'm not being sarcastic I'm right now. Either. I feel like your tone is sarcasm.
No. Is that what you're picking up?
Yes.
Never. I would never be sarcastic with you. I would never do that.
Ugh, God, that tone really irritates me.
What tone?
Ugh. It causes a visceral reaction from me. Anyway, guys, Mo Mandel, Andrew Gollin in studio, and we were talking about...
We were talking about butthole.
Oh, yeah, butthole maintenance.
And then how a gentleman wrote in and he said...
You don't need to say it because, yeah, we get some listener mail, too. Yeah, so enjoy this clip. Because sometimes I set up the clip and I just reveal what they have to just then hear. Okay. I've realized a couple times now. It's tempting to go into detail, but you guys are about to experience it right now.
Let's get back to this asshole thing.
Shear it up. Let's get that area clean.
I definitely shave my asshole.
Shave it?
Oh, yeah.
How do you shave an asshole?
Yeah. What do you say? You go.
No, I mean, like, not cut yourself? Done. I mean, I cut myself shaving my Adam's apple.
Oh, well, I shave my vagina. It's much more delicate. Your asshole is a
so, not mine.
I've heard you have a very sort of rough and ready asshole.
My asshole has never been. It's not like sensitive. You can just get back there and
But the angles.
How do you do with the angles? You pull back your ass cheek. You get the side. You pull back the other ass cheek. Right. You get the other side, okay. And then you're done. All it's right. So easy. Every girl that is listening right now knows how easy it is to shave your asshole compared to your vagina, which has a million different nooks and crannies.
But now, when the hairs grow in on your asshole, does that hurt your butt cheeks?
Yes.
Because yeah, that seems must be very
part,
painful.
Is that it grows back and then it rubs together like sandpaper when you walk. I've had to put a wet paper towel between my ass cheeks before because it's been the
like you get like a bristle in your asshole sort of.
It sucks.
Yeah, that's not good.
But there's guys that don't
asshole.
Like to see fucking hair when they're banging us from behind. Yeah.
Well, I've thought about shaving my ass. Because honestly, the amount of like wiping and stuff, there's just so much. It's so hard to clean.
If there's
so much hair.
Yeah. It's much easier to clean when you have no hair for sure. But I don't know. I just like unless a guy is eating my pussy, I don't really think that I need to shave that much. I'll trim a little bit, but like, I will send a message to the guy that I hook up with that I want him to go down on me if I like have completely shaved. Because that's when it should. If your dick is just going in, it's like who cares about hair then? It's just your dick has hair in it too, dude.
Oh, this is fucking fascinating. So this talked about weird facts from our podcast, The Full Release, and it was a while ago. People probably aren't still listening, but here's a weird dick fact. There is a condition that some person called our podcast with where she said she hooked up with this guy who's great looking. You know, she could tell he had a big dick, and everybody were dancing, and you got home, and he had dick hair up his shaft. And apparently there is a weird condition where you can grow dick hair on the shaft.
The wolf.
Wow.
And so she said they were having sex. I guess they were using a condom, but he was shaving it, she could tell, and it hurt like fuck because it was like a sandpaper.
Yeah, that would suck. I've never heard of hair.
That's known as Sasquatch dick in the medical profession.
Well, speaking of eating pussy, I got a DM from a guy that said, a lot of nice things up top. And then he said, but the reason I'm messaging you is I was watching a YouTube clip of you up and you were talking about the womanizer and said something about men. You should take notes. And the next time you go down on a woman, try sucking, right? Suck that clit. Yeah. It's a STC. It's my mantra. She said, I laughed at what I assumed was a bit and forgot about it because to be honest, we have an awesome sex life, him and his partner. Well, I remembered this past weekend and tried it, and my wife lost her mind.
Yeah.
Our dog started barking and kids almost woke up. Afterwards, she was like, well, that was new. I was going to take credit for it, but I told her about your show. So just wanted to give you a shout out and to say keep doing what you're doing because you're changing lives. Do you do that, Mo?
Suck on the clit?
Yeah.
No, I don't, but it makes perfect sense because a clit is a little penis. Yeah.
Suck that clit.
It works, dude.
I'm going to try it. I didn't even know you could do that.
I've
never
like
seen a clit come out of the little thing. Is it supposed to come out a little head?
Don't just go in right away sucking. Like, work it a little bit, but then hone in on it and, like, what I say on stage is latch onto that thing like a barnacle on an old boat. And then when you're sucking, use your tongue to flick it.
Yeah. Mm.
It is the best, and she will come so hard. So hard.
I'm going to definitely
try that.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been more convinced that something has worked than you telling me that. Yeah. I mean, it really does. Like, it's unbelievable. It's a life changer.
I'm going to try. You know what move doesn't work, the porn Tulsa move, when you would tongue fuck a girl with your, when you're going down there? Like, you know, in porn, you'd see a guy like, go,
you're not hitting anything.
Like, go in there with her tongue, and girl's like,
yeah.
The first time you do that, you're like, I think I just chipped a tooth and it gave you no pleasure.
The thing I like about that is not the sensation, but that's just the enthusiasm.
The power. Yeah, the power
the enthusiasm.
Of the enthusiasm. Yeah.
Like, someone that's just that psyched about eating pussy, is it's pretty hot. But, like, yeah, feeling-wise, that's not going to do it. Sucking clit, come on. And then if you add a thing, two fingers, three, a fist, up your vagina. Like, it's the greatest thing
ever.
The
G-spot twirl. Like the TV twirl. The twirl while, while you're sucking.
Twirl.
Like you twirl the G.
It's not twirl. It's more of like just
come
this.
At you. Oh, that's you. Oh, that's what you want?
Yes. Yes,
you want a pulsating.
Yeah, because it's right behind the bone.
No,
and don't
I know
go
that.
Too much out. Don't go back and forth with your fingers too much. Just get
what
in
about
it and,
this, though, on the G spot? Like a like
maybe
a
twirl. Maybe that'll be good. I don't really know. But at least two fingers. One finger is worthless.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm almost always a one finger man.
Oh, God. I've never...
I just get that middle... I have very nubby fingers, though.
Yeah,
you know,
it's
very nubby.
Oh, you know what
nubs.
I like is a thumb. Are, I like a good thumb. Because that's like two fingers.
So I like a thumb because it's almost like dirty.
Yeah.
There's something
really...
like disrespectful in a sexy way about it. It's just like, yeah, I'm going to give you that fucking thumb. That shit, I hold a hammer.
It's not even like a finger.
Yeah, it's like, I just hold a hammer with this shit.
Oh,
you know what I mean? There's something extra like
it is.
Sexy raw.
You rev up a motorcycle.
This is the
that.
Only thing that separates me from a fucking monkey.
Yeah. Yeah.
There is something so hot about
it's
being
a posable
thumb.
Ass thumb.
Yeah, you're like a bowling ball.
Yeah,
you're just like,
you
this guy is just like manhandling me.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's so hot.
That was the podcast this week. That was Thursday's show you just heard. Tell your friends about the podcast if you enjoy it. Put it on your Instagram story. I just saw some girl did that, and I want to give a shout out to you. Thank you so much for spreading the word. Just screenshot it and like tell people like I enjoy this podcast if you feel like it. Don't if you don't endorse it, don't do it. But if you do, go out of your way and let someone know. It would mean a lot to me. Tell them about it, and then if you want to rate and review us on iTunes, that's I guess good things to do as well. I'm gonna be in Oxnard, California this weekend, next weekend Pittsburgh, following weekend Raleigh, then fucking Phoenix and San Diego. There's so many different cities on my tour right now leading up to my Netflix special taping, so I hope to see you at one of them. And meet and greets, guys, I gotta say I'm pulling away from them just because I'm tired. And it just takes a lot of energy. And also, sometimes people inappropriately touch you and it just bums you out. And so sometimes I choose to do them. Sometimes I don't. If you show up at a show and you want to meet me and I don't come out, it's not because I was being lazy. It's never out of laziness. It's either out of pure tiredness or just like feeling sad because someone touched me. But you don't need to write me and be like, I'm sorry people touch you. I'm totally fine. The second it happens, I call it out and handle it. But that's what I'll say on that. If you even waited this long to hear all of this. And I hope you have a good week, and we'll see you next week. Squirt, squirt.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.